An insha nutna kwetus nabas bishututa. I'm from Grassy Narrows, and we're on a speaking tour right now, so we're just sharing, I guess, like what's been happening in our community in the last, probably since like 1950s. Our community was relocated to a different area so we can have, well, so they say, so we can have access to a road that goes into Kenora, and so we could be closer to the Hudson Bay. But before this, our people like lived on the river, and we harvested our own food and planted our own foods and everything, and fished, hunted. We just like lived off the land. That was like our whole entire life. Like in the winter, we'd go probably like we'd be at home, and or like we'd be at the trap lines, or we were never like in one spot. We always moved along like with the river. And then in the 1970s, there was a paper mill in Dryden that dumped their mercury into our water system, and our fish got polluted and our people started to get sick. And then recently, like they started, well, I guess it's always been there, clear cutting, but recently the young people like started to realize like how much it was like starting to affect our lives, because we're starting to forget who we were. We weren't going out there anymore, connecting ourselves with the land, or just like being who we are. And so anyways, we started to meet with each other, talking about what we should do about it. So we talked about a blockade. And then, well, before it actually started, like it was just all talk. Like for 5 years, we kept saying, yeah, we'll start this year. And it just never happened. And we had like started having gatherings, like making people more aware of what was going on in our community and what we were trying to stand up for. And then one day, me and my sister, we were out riding around talking about everything that was just frustrating us. And it was all just about the way our community was. It was like there was no togetherness. There was like just this big empty space. Like we're saying, and this is why our people are always drinking, and this is why this is like that, and this is like that. So we talked about like just getting things started, and we went back home and got an axe and a chainsaw and picked up another guy so we could blame him for what we were going to do. But we went out in the bush and we started cutting trees down and blocking the roads with them. And the next day, my Uncle Joe said, was that you guys who's been blocking the roads at wood? And we're all scared. And he just said, keep up the good work. And on December 3rd, that's when the blockade officially started. This like school students went out there and laid on the road and didn't let any trucks go by. And I guess just things started happening from there, like just started to move forward. And people were starting to take us seriously, that we wanted it to stop. Before, our chief and council never, I guess they never acknowledged what we were trying to do. Like they thought we were just like a bunch of young people, you know, trying to, like we were young people who didn't know what we were doing. But after we put up the blockade, then, well, they started taking us serious. They started coming out and talking to us, saying, what do you want? And we'll help you, whatever. And though now they kind of turned around on us, they're starting to make deals by themselves. Like they're asking the young people at the community to take the blockade down, because they got like $50,000 from somewhere so they can like have a job for somebody or something. Or like that's only like a job for one person for 1 year, and what we're protecting is forever, for our children and their children. We decided to just go ahead and go on this tour, like so we can come out and get more supporters. Like we've been getting a lot of people that coming and out of the blockade. Like, they come and, like, bring stuff, like supplies, or, like, they'll come and just, like, be there for us, I guess, kind of. And we came out again, like, just to get more support and to try and still be heard, like, as, like, us, not the chief and council, or just as young people, like, that's trying to protect whatever we have left now. We've been blocking it for over a year. We started December 3, 2002. Oh, and we're stopping them from taking any logs out of the forest, too, or our traditional land use area. From the logging contractors, they, like, moved out of there. Like, there was one contractor who, I don't know, it just happened that they relocated him, and then we found out that there was a contractor somewhere, and it just happened that it was the same contractor that we blocked out from a different area. And so I think he's, like, out of there now for good. And then there was recently there was another contractor out there, and we went and blocked them out. And when they found out we were there, they just wanted to leave. We went there and delivered, like, eviction notices, and when they got them, they just left. They said they didn't want to cause any trouble or anything like that. So they just leave when they know we're out there.
I've learned that Abitibi refuses to acknowledge the Grassy Narrows people, like, to negotiate with them, like, on putting a stop to this. But only recently, they sat down with some community members, representatives, and said that they had this new deal for the people of Grassy, that they would make some youth programs or something for, like, the Grassy Narrows people, for the next generation. And the thing was that they were trying to, I guess, scam them, because it was already in their forest management proposal, like, plan. But they just had brought it out as if it was, like, something new, you know, like. So that was the only time that they had, I guess, sat down with them on an equal, like, level. Also, to speak a little bit more about what they're doing to the forests, is that currently, like, the logging road that is being blocked, it runs through the community. So that's why, like, it's on their land. And also, they're logging on Treaty 3 protected land, which is reserved for the Grassy Narrows peoples for their hunting and trapping and their traditional way of life. So that's why this is illegal, what they are doing. Even they are violating the treaties that they have made with the people. And who's allowing this to go on is the Ministry of Natural Resources. And when the people of Grassy spoke to the Ministry of Natural Resources to, like, tell them to stop doing what they're doing, because they're polluting the land by dumping their oil, excess oil, and with herbicides and pesticides, the Ministry of Natural Resources said that they can't do nothing about it. But when the people went to Abitibi said that they're trying their best to figure out something. So it doesn't really make sense that the Ministry of Natural Resources doesn't know what to do, and Abitibi saying they're up to something, you know, when Abitibi is supposed to answer to the Ministry of Natural Resources. Another, some of the methods that Abitibi uses is aerial spraying of the forest to kill off any undergrowth, and so it won't compete with the tree species that they have, that they want to log. And to go into more detail about that, where there are spruce, they'll kill off the jack pine so that there's only spruce to, like, cut down, and in certain areas they'll kill off the spruce so they could harvest the jack pine. So what they're trying to do is make it kind of like a factory, where this is a forest. Another thing is the Grassy Narrows blockade has gotten recognition all over the world for standing up for, like, I guess our rights, you know. And when I had went there, I realized that it was just like a stick across the road, and like making this big noise in the world. And it's really like symbolic, that stick, is that if we apply ourselves just a little bit, we can like be powerful, like as indigenous people. And I also believe that as we're talking about anti-war and like US being a superpower, is that I believe the only people that could truly show US for who they are the indigenous people, are us. Because like if another country goes and says something to US, you know, they'll say da 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 da, and it'll be like debated and this and that, and you have no right. But us, what they're doing to us is we will be heard and we will be, I guess, listened to. If we do, as Native people, stand up, I believe we can get support from other countries to, I guess, put US in their place for what they're doing.